Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Celtics win big in the NBA, but I want to bring in Steve DeSager here for a second, Mike Harmon, because he was very upset at the end of the Magic Johnson Twitter game. And I want to just explain something a little bit because it's a thing here.
You're not going to have to explain Magic Johnson to him, are
oh,
you?
No. Oh, my God. I hope not. I hope I don't have to do that. But no, okay. But he was...
Because he's played this game before.
He has. But he was really upset at the end of the Magic Johnson Twitter game because he felt that the tweets were incorrect. And when they turned out to be tweets that were from Magic Johnson, Steve was upset that they were kind of incorrect tweets from Magic Johnson. But the Magic Johnson Twitter game is not trying to figure out the truth and what Magic
Johnson... Oh, absolutely.
Johnson,
we're just, well aware of that, yes.
Was this a Magic... Flaws it's and just, all, was this a Magic Johnson just, tweet?
Somebody who purports to be an expert... he's been a general manager in the NBA, says somebody held somebody to about 30 points in a playoff game on a night where his whole team in Miami didn't even play the fourth quarter. He still had 29 points, but he got held to 29, I guess.
See, this is where I actually like this, because now I know I can put flaws into the ones I make up, and you may fall for
or,
it. Like, I don't need to be right all the time. I could be wrong.
Or maybe we've all learned our lesson after this tonight.
I don't know. Do you think there's not going to be any more incorrect tweets from Magic Johnson?
We just know Magic was a loser as a GM. He's a loser as a tweeter.
Yeah!
Wow, what
nicely
a
nicely done!
What he needs to do...
You got one or two more one-liners, you could really go over the top.
He needs to quit Twitter like he quit the Lakers. Don't even tell Jeannie. Just tell the media in one fell swoop and you're done.
Mr. Unlimited.
Wow. Steve is really fired up about the incorrectness in Magic Johnson's tweet.
Oh, well, I mean, we got to go started.
Yeah, but we got to go in. Like, how many of those points were scored on other opponents?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Other
well,
players.
Well, listen, what Steve is upset is with Magic Johnson tweeting out great stuff about Marcus Smart, saying that Marcus Smart's defense on Jimmy Butler was also outstanding, and Jimmy Butler still scored 30 points in about three quarters worth of work.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing you're upset about.
Yeah, I'm, like facts. That's what we're upset about.
The other one, the other one is that the Celtics, you know, to giving them credit how well they played defensively, they held the Miami Heat, a great three-point shooting team, to only 30% from behind the arc. And that is a disagreeable point as well.
Yeah, a great three-point shooting team, really? I mean, a couple years ago, Duncan Robinson, sure. But as you've mentioned, we haven't largely seen him. But as far as rants, don't even get me started, because I haven't even brought up the ESPN PGA coverage today. For 45 minutes, they showed only the leaderboard scores, just the top five, sometimes the top 10, plus Tiger Woods group. And that was it. It took 45 minutes for them to show a graphic with most of the rest of the leaderboard. That is everyone at even par or better. Can you imagine an NFL telecast or college football going 45 minutes without giving scores of other games? This is a major.
Oh, I remember when, remember the 10-minute ticker? Remember when NBC had that, right?
Yes.
And I remember looking at the clock, and here's our 10-minute ticker, before they gave you scores all the time. And it was and it would give you scores from around the league. I remember looking at my clock going, okay, it's 3:41.
Coming.
At 3:51, we're going to get – and then 3:51 comes. We don't get the ticker. 3:54, go, where's the 10-minute ticker? What are the Dolphins doing? What are the Dolphins doing? Here's your 10-minute ticker. And then the game is over. It's like,
There are
like 20 minutes go by.
Names out there. On the. It took them even longer to even mention whether Brooks Koepka was even on the course. It was ridiculous. Periodically, how about just add the scores of other players across the bottom of the screen? It is an easy fix, ESPN.
Well,
get with it.
I think they were trying to tell you that their television coverage was the second screen experience, and that you really should have been following the leaderboard on your app.
Yeah,
or
in
your
other
phone.
Words, what are we doing paying for rights? We're making you, the people that aren't getting paid to watch, do all the work. Thanks a lot. You have two channels of coverage on the stupid thing. Maybe somebody that's not in the top five. You don't have to show their shots.
But look, but
just
one
the
is,
score.
Steve, one was the Manning cast, and you know they don't pay any attention to what's going on the course, okay? The Manning
okay,
cast.
Okay, Ty Shirt. Half, yes.
All right.
Ty Shirt, go in there and give Steve a hug for us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate
or,
it.
Or buy him something out of the vending machine on me. I don't know. It's...
Run out of granola bars.
He's mad at Magic Johnson. He's mad at the PGA Tour. I'm mad at everybody.
No,
blank
ESPN.
Blank you.
The tour is a bunch of goofballs anyway. It's ESPN that we're mad at. Their coverage of the PGA.
All right, thank you, Steve-O.
Now, that was next level stuff right there. How do you top that, Smith?
That's
who's,
a call before.
Who's angrier than angry Steve DeSager?
Oh no, I can top that in a second here. Speaking of the PGA Tour, with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations they do apply. Well, here's where I get you back with this, because now you know someone's going to turn this into the John Daly challenge, right? Like, can you do this? Will Brinson, who covers the NFL, other sports for CBS, spent a day following John Daly around a day ago before the first round of the PGA Championship, which, of course, you know, lifetime exemption as Daly burst onto the scene, grip and rip winning the PGA Championship for his first major back in the 90s. So he puts out a tweet, and this is easily the best part of day one of the PGA Tour, of the PGA Championship, is that he said in the course of an entire round, he followed John Daly around, was with him from hole one through hole 18. Here is everything John Daly put into his body for those 18 holes. You ready?
Okay, let's
here we
get
go.
It.
Here we go, because this is going to wind up being the John Daly Challenge. Okay. He smoked 21 cigarettes. 21.
Okay.
21
Man, that's,
cigarettes.
That's a pack plus one, right?
Well, that's also one a hole and a little bit more. Like every
no,
six holes, you're having a second one.
Well, that's impressive. I mean, the lung capacity.
21 cigarettes.
Maybe diminished, but still 21. Finishing off 21 salute on a round. That's not bad.
21 cigarettes. It's one per hole. And then every six holes, you're like, maybe I light one up before, like maybe because it's a long par five. So I finish this one and the par fives, I have two. Maybe that's what it was. The three par fives, you had two cigarettes. He's got it parsed out that way. Here's my first hole cigarette, second hole. This is par five. That's a two cigarette hole.
Well, but that's the question, right? Is he more a stress? So the efficiency and the rate at which he smokes and works on it is when he's having a bad hole, or is it a celebratory, you know, like after, some good loving?
Dude, I think, wow. No, dude, I think if you're smoking 21 cigarettes in a round of golf, it doesn't matter what the round is. It could be the greatest round in the world. It could be the worst round. You're still lighting up, man. You're still chaining it up from butt going here and another and another and another. And no, I think you're doing it no matter what the situation on the course is. So 21 cigarettes. But that's not all. Like if that was all, that's it. 21 cigarettes. Six bags of peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
Six bags. Now, I don't know how big the bags are. This is something.
Yeah, I mean, are they the shareables? Are they?
Yeah. Like, was it a big one that you like the party pack, or is it like when you get the individual pack? Because there's not that many. Because the peanut M&Ms are big, as you know, so they're not that many. So if he's eating the small packs, the six packs of M&Ms, like, okay, I could see that. But if it's like the big party pack, then we got something.
Well, I mean, either way, that is still a considerable amount of calories and sugar intake over the course of a round.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned there because also the choking hazards. Because you're already diminished capacity because of all the lung darts.
I don't think he's putting an M&M in his mouth then taking a big drag.
But I mean, we know the danger of peanut shells and whatever else. I'm not talking allergy. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes a peanut M&M will crack differently as you chew.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you might have an issue.
Taking a puff, leaving the smoke in my mouth, blow a smoke ring, throwing the M&M in. Yeah, I'm gonna party like that because that's how I go. Okay, so you have that. Now we're not done. We're not done.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah, there's more. 12 Diet Cokes.
Oh, 12. Not one, not two.
No, no, not.
One, that's, two, three, four, five,
that's
six,
one,
seven, eight, nine, every 10, other, 11, 10. 12.
That's one every other hole. A little bit more than one every other hole. 12 Diet Cokes. 12.
That's pretty impressive. Well, I mean, it's one every hole and a half. So
now, if
like...
they're cans are kind of small. Bottles would be a little bit more impressive. I mean, look, Diet Coke is much better out of a bottle than that. Look, all sodas, everything is better out of a bottle than out of a can because it stays fresh. You put the top on it and everything else. But 12 Diet Cokes, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's impressive run. I mean, he shows up. He's got his golf bag and a case.
He's got a case.
What do you got there?
Throwing it in the bag.
12 pack and.
And lastly,
that's next level. I mean, look, at your worst, I think around here, you weren't even near to a third of that.
Oh, well, hang on. You've talked about the old
Ben Maller days.
When you two
were teamed up together.
Yeah. But if
and
I'm
causing
walking...
destructiveness over at the local, at the liquor store or the gas station, depending
on we did a lot
who
of
you
damage.
Were fighting with on a given week.
Oh, we kept that.
Why do you keep asking me if I need a bag?
Man, They kept having to order Hostess cupcakes just because of us. Yeah, it was great. And the last thing was 0.0 ounces of water. Didn't have one drink of water the entire run. That once.
That's a dehydration situation waiting to happen there.
I would feel dizzy by like the 12 hole going, can't have it. Just keep drinking the Diet Coke. Just keep chugging the Diet Coke. You're going to be good. So this is what John Daly did. Now, could I match this? And I'm not, don't do this. I'm just, you know, trying to think for myself.
Yeah, no, we're certainly, this is for entertainment purposes.
No.
And if you've already exceeded this, with some other thing substituted for what Daly does, please let us know. At How About a Fresca at Swollen Dome. No question about it.
And absolutely don't smoke. Don't ever, ever smoke. Cigarettes, I couldn't even make it to one. So there's no way I could. The John Daly, this John Daly radio, in your mind only, in your mind only challenge. No way. I couldn't even make it to one. There's no way. So I would fail right there. Now, the rest of it. Could I do six bags of peanut M&Ms? They are not my thing. All right, peanut M&Ms, I like regular M&Ms more. Peanut M&Ms are not my thing. But I think over 18 holes, if they're just the regular bags, yeah, I could do the peanut M&Ms. And I could do the Diet Cokes. I think I could do the Diet Cokes so much easier than you'd expect, especially if they were cans. If they were cans, man, I could have that done by hole 15 going, got to get in the next 12-pack because cans are not that much. Not that much, man. I could do one per hole and do that. Now, the bottle's a little bit more, but still, I think I could do that. And no water, yeah, my body would be crying out for it, but I would think in my mind, well, I got the Diet Cokes. There's water in the Diet Coke. I'm fine. So, yeah, I think most of that I could do if I wanted to. I could suck it up with the M&Ms. The Diet Cokes are easy. The no water. Look, and none of this is healthy, which is why you shouldn't try it. But this is something where I could get part of the way on those two things. The peanut M&Ms I could do. The Diet Cokes, the no water. Cigarettes, no way. That's it.
No cigarettes for me. That was part of the upbringing. Mom and Pop smoked quite a bit, so that was always on the clothes. And yeah, no, it's not good for business. There's no question about that. Just going to the M&Ms, I mean, substitute your favorite candy of choice.
If I can substitute my favorite candy of choice, then I can blitz to that.
No. But that's your thing.
Peanut butter cups, forget it, man.
Right, but that's the whole point. It's about preference. That's right. Oh. So here we go. Snack pack bag of peanut M&Ms is 90 calories, according to the good old interwebs, which I think is BS.
No, that's a snack pack. That's a small one. That's not the regular pack.
But the shareable is only 160, which, again, I think is I don't know. I think I got some bad information. But either way, those are pretty small, and you could turn through those pretty fast.
No, but a snack pack is real. That's the small square. I think the regular one that you just said, the shareables, that's the regular size that you buy in the store. I think that's the regular size. The small ones is just like the square. There's maybe like, you know, four M&Ms in there. You know, that's all that is. That is.
Yeah, now, no, that's not good for business.
So what's
I found some new snacks over at the Smart and Final. I'll do those to you offline because I think there's some value to be had in those, and those have now become the go-to lunch shove in the bag kind of things. But
I got to ask you. You need to tell us now. If I want to substitute, Reese's peanut butter cups because that's my favorite, right? So what's the Reese's peanut butter cup equivalent of six bags of peanut M&Ms? What would you say it was? Knowing that this is the normal, the two Reese's peanut butter cups per package.
Oh, I think you go. I mean, I think the ratio could be maybe four of those.
Oh, that's it? I could do that on one hole.
Well, really? But that's the thing is that you're four of those packs because you're looking at, you know, whole peanut butter patties versus four M&Ms.
So
six
that's
M&Ms,
eight,
whatever would be in a small bag.
Eight Reese's peanut butter cups. Yeah, I could. Yeah. That's not even a challenge. That's not even a challenge, man.
No, that's easy. No, but that's the thing. You know, as gifts, I sometimes will give out the half-pound ones when they're available, you know, on holidays and stuff.
Ah, very nice.
I'll just make sure to drop one off at your front porch.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Either I'll just make one of those beautiful peanut butter pies once I get use of my other hand. Because right now, trying to bake with one hand, I don't know how well that's going to go.
Peanut butter pie. So there it is, the unofficial, in-your-head-only John Daly challenge.
Yeah, do not try this at home.
Man.
And I know many people are going, I do that with 12 beers every Friday.
And the guy played golf. He didn't just, and the guy actually played and just sit in the cart the whole time. No, I'm going to play 18 holes and do all this.
Yeah, I have no doubt plenty of folks are thinking, yeah, I do that with shots of Jack.
Eyes would start doing the googly eyes, and I'd start seeing things by the time I got to, like, the ninth hole. I mean, I would suck it up and do it. I would play terribly, but wow.
AutoZone Twitch.
I don't think he's feeling it. Now he's got three more Diet Cokes to go. You just let him finish. Just let him finish this and see what it goes.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, they do apply. Well, it's not often we get players retiring during the show, but this was broken by New York Post, John Heyman, reporting earlier tonight, just about an hour or so ago, Joe Panik retiring from Major League Baseball after an 8-year career that saw him win the World Series with the San Francisco Giants. When the guy came up, he was terrific. He was a guy I thought was going to be one of those two-hole hitters that was going to play shortstop, second base for
you were high on him.
A decade, and he was going to hit like 10 home runs a year, knock in like 60 runs and hit 300 every single year, clutch hits all the way through. But then, you know, once after his first couple of years, he never quite hit the way he did in the beginning when he first came up, and he got injured a bit. He had a good run with the Mets a couple of years ago, you know, hitting 280 when they picked him up after the Giants waived him. But at 31 years old, Joe Panik deciding to retire, going to spend time with his family, just had a kid a few months ago, and he's walking away from the game at 31.
Let's see, last year played in Toronto and in Miami, batted 172, joining Miami in 53 games, no major league appearances this year. So the wave and just say, hey, it's a final. No, not a bad run. Right. Still will always have some postseason glory on the resume. The kind words, I'm sure the freezing cold take. Nah, they don't won't do it for Joe Panik. But yeah, hey, look, at some point, everybody gets retired by the game. And part of it is decide. I like when guys can have that decision. Right, because you could keep toiling in the minors, hoping for an injury or an opportunity or something to open up to get one last shot. But sometimes it's, hey, next phase of life, start beginning whatever you're going to do, coaching, scouting, or option C, some other career I haven't even thought of yet.
You know, I think most players, when they come up to the majors, if you said, okay, what do you want to accomplish in your career? Like, what do you want to do? Outside of saying, oh, I want to go to the Hall of Fame. I want to hit 700 home runs. Like, say, okay, what do you want to accomplish that you think could be realistic for you and have the confidence in yourself? And I think everybody would say, I want to play every day, right? I want to play every day. You want to make money, sure, but you want to say, I want to play every day. I want to make an all-star team. I want to win a World Series. And Joe Panik was an everyday player. He made an all-star team. He won the World Series. I mean, it's okay. What else can you really say? Oh, man, I didn't. Yeah, you're always going to have some kind of tiny regrets, but I started, made the all-star team. I won the World Series. That's a career. Even at 31, he did it all at 31. He said, I'm ready for what's next. Good luck with what's next, Joe Panik. And, hey, good luck to Max Scherzer. Who is now out for 2 months because the Mets can't have nice things. Really took the sting out of that Pete Alonso walk-off today, although I got to say it was better to have the walk-off and Scherzer getting hurt than not have the walk-off.
Well, but it's only May, buddy.
Buddy, we haven't had DeGrom yet. Now, we're not going to have DeGrom.
Right, but you said, all of this with no DeGrom, blah, 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 blah.
All this with no DeGrom.
Well, now we get to see what you do in 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, listen, if you were really my best friend, since you're recuperating from wrist surgery anyway, and you're going to be laid up for a while, I need you to donate your oblique, your left oblique, to Max Scherzer so we can get right back out on the mound. He's got a left oblique injury. It's going to keep him out for about 6 to 8 weeks. Donate your left oblique. You can rehab it and sit down and do nothing for the next couple months while you're rehabbing your wrist as well. And you don't need your left oblique. Scherzer needs a left oblique. I'm going to come to your house, get it from you, put it in a cooler, dry ice, send it to the Mets, and they will give him your oblique. And at some point, you'll get his oblique.
No, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It would be a game-used oblique that I would get in return. So there's
it could be an NFT oblique. That's right. It's NFT oblique. You could sell it.
Well, I don't know that you could sell human cells like that.
Although
people sell, you know, hair follicles all the time.
This would just be under a different
encasing.
Okay.
Probably have to have some labeling for hazardous materials and all.
Oh, yeah. You want the warnings out there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about it. But, yeah, to help in your processing, I would love that. Sure. Why not?
All right. Well, good.
If it's going to make you feel better.
Well, you know. Listen, and you know, and I know you can't disagree with me. Max Scherzer needs his oblique more than you do.
Categorically untrue.
No, 100%. Well, because I'm still out, like, doing stuff, like, knock wood. I'm still out doing, like, you're going to be rehabbing, you know, your wrist, so you're not going to be as active over the course of the next
No. I'm still out walking a bunch. I mean, I can't, you know, go pump iron and stuff, which really kind of pisses me off.
You don't have to.
You know,
because
I was starting to get in pretty good shape. I was ready for, you know, hot guy summer or whatever the hell they call it. I don't know.
Hot
that's
guy
a thing.
Summer? Is that it? Wait.
It's hot I don't know. Summer. It was
tie shirt. Is hot guy summer a thing?
No, it's actually hot girl summer.
I was trying to take it from my own. and make it all about me. And then I had this accident, so I can't lift. So that sucks. But I could still work Godzilla and Ass-tastic for the summer.
Okay, but you really don't
Which
need
Which will
that.
Engage my obliques.
No, but I need it more. Listen, I'm still coaching. I'm still coaching soccer and coaching softball. I need my obliques, or I'd give mine to Max Scherzer.
No, I mean, they could roll you up on a Hannibal Lecter thing.
No, I got to be
able
to get up and down.
You don't need to do a damn thing.
I got to go out and make pitching changes. I got to get up and down the field. I got to listen, I would ask my dad, but he would be upset on general principle because he's not going to give an oblique to a Met player because he's a Yankee fan. So I got to ask you as my best friend if you would do that for me.
You know what? For the short-term success, and it would make show content for years, yeah, why not?
All right, good. Because I'm sure there's a doctor who would
do that somewhere.
Because of medical
marvels, too. Yeah, there's a Doc Nick Ribiera just around the bend.
Hey, everybody. I'm sure you can. I mean, I don't know if you could take out an oblique. You know, Tyshirt might know this. Tyshirt, can you take out an oblique and do an oblique switcheroo?
Yeah, give me 15 minutes. We can make it happen.
I got a guy.
Harmon to be, hey, let me take a selfie. I'm lying next to Max Scherzer. Hey, here you go. This is pre-surgery.
Hey, Max, can we get a thumbs up?
Hashtag 2023 hot boy summer or hot guy summer, whatever.
Wow, you made it hot boy summer.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys are lunatics.
Isn't that the what it's all about?
I don't know.
The lunatic fringe.
Right, no, but you both have
gotten
it
wrong. You're suggesting that I'm having a surgery to take Max Scherzer's oblique, and all of a sudden, because it goes down this, suddenly it's weird and wrong? What the hell's wrong with you?
You were the... Hey, I threw out something that I think probably happens anyway. There's probably oblique change surgery. Tyshirt just said it right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that people do. Doesn't mean it's... A, legal, FDA approved, proper. I mean, you ingest a lot of stuff. I mean, go back to the John Daly diet.
Well, wasn't
that's problematic
diet.
In and of itself.
No, yes, that is very problematic. 21 cigarettes, 12 Diet Cokes, and 6 bags of peanut M&Ms, and 1 round of golf. That's a lot to accomplish.
No question about it.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Got to get to at least 8-9 inches, and then it's going to be good.
Another day, another bit of evidence that maybe a potential future star NFL quarterback may not be. Trey Lance has been subject of a lot of conversation over the course of the past few months, and it's combined with Jimmy Garoppolo. Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to get traded? What's happening?
Sure.
But slowly, reports about Trey Lance that have come out over the past few months are not real flattering. And the latest comes from said today on CBS Sports that after people he's talked to, everyone I've spoken to expects Jimmy Garoppolo to start week one this season against the Bears. Quote, Trey Lance is really leaving a lot to be desired in terms of the fitness of his arm, whether or not he can digest the playbook, and can he really start to process the game at a high level. So you got the 49ers who on one hand want to keep telling us everything is fine, Trey's great, you know, he's moving along, everything is great, he's going to be our guy. And then we get reports every month or so that, you know, boy, maybe Trey Lance is a bust, right? Maybe Trey. I mean, you had the Adam Schefter Pro 49ers report a few months ago that, you know, people didn't realize that Trey Lance was far behind when he was drafted. Sorry. At this point, I'm going to believe where there's smoke, there's fire. Because if Trey Lance really was good and he wasn't a bust, then he would be the starting quarterback of the 49ers. There wouldn't be a question. And Jimmy Garoppolo, even with his injured shoulder, would be on another team. Somebody would have called. Yeah, yes, let's make the move. We'll bring him in. We'll look at his shoulder. It's healing well enough for us. He's ready to play. We'll make that trade. The Steelers, the Panthers, somebody else would have done it. But here's now the fact the Niners are holding on to Jimmy Garoppolo, and they want to make it play like, oh, we, you know, yeah, Trey's still our guy. Bottom line is that if Trey Lance really was the guy and he wasn't a bust, he'd be the starting quarterback. But now you're talking about going into year two in the NFL, and he may not wind up being the guy because we hear all of these reports. Yeah, I'm going to believe that right now. And the Niners eventually are going to have to wear the fact that they moved up to draft a guy at number three who may not be any good. I mean, these concerns of not having your arm fitness, which is not staying in shape and able to throw the football for a whole season. That's what arm fitness is. We don't know the guy can throw the football well for 17 weeks. That's a big deal. Digesting the playbook? You got to digest the playbook. Process the game at a high level? If you can't, you're out. These are huge concerns. This is not, hey, maybe he needs a little bit more time. He didn't come from a sophisticated offense. This is like boilerplate stuff that if you can't do, man, you can't play in the league.
Well, because that's the thing. As Harris started being called to task for some of those comments, he took back to Twitter to go and here's how I define everything that I said, and I stand by it. And so there's a lot of smoke coming around this. So I'm wondering if there's folks in the organization that just want to distance themselves So telling everybody, you know, off the record, going, look, man, I was not on board with this, all the draft capital and everything to move up. Otherwise, it's, you know, the front office just saying, here's where we're at on it now, without getting in front of a microphone so that the expectations are lowered. I don't know. It's a difficult situation because you got a talented roster. Some moves that you need to make financially, you need to figure things out with Debo, and you're going to have to figure out Bosa and whatever else here in short order. But for Trey Lance, we saw a very small sample size, like minuscule, as to what he could be. But a number of these reports, it's a cacophony, loud voices, dissonance, craziness.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Our Best of podcast goes up in a few minutes on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, download it, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Ben Maller's coming up next. This is Fox. Metsio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.